The image painted of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats is one filled with promises to help and support women and minorities while offering opportunity for everyone in America. My next guest today, with his new best-selling book, which tandems with his equally successful documentary, presents how that image is a manipulated self-portrait, which is designed to hide true motives as well as history. His book and documentary are titled Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, along being a best-selling author. He's a former White House domestic policy analyst and research scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, Dinesh D'Souza. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Hey, it's good to be on the show.
And Dinesh has a series of websites. We'll put them up at our page, but here they are for your ears as well. DineshD'Souza.com, HillarysAmericaTheBook.com, and HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com. So this past week, Hillary gets in front of a crowd. I believe it was in Las Vegas, where the plan was for her to talk about jobs and the economy, but instead she gets up to basically call Donald Trump and anyone who supports him a racist. When you look at the history of the party she's aligned with, does hypocrisy come into play?
Well, this is remarkable. It's not just that she spoke impromptu. I mean, she's released an ad linking Trump to the Ku Klux Klan and the white supremacists. Now, you know, basically their whole case is hanging on poor old David Duke. Now, the important thing to realize is that even though Duke was in the Klan, when he tried to pass himself off as a Republican, the whole Republican Party repudiated him. They said, we want nothing to do with this guy. Meanwhile, Robert Byrd, conscience of the Senate, according to the Democrats, leader of the Senate for years, was also in the Klan for many, many years, and in fact used the N-word right until he died. And this is a guy who's lionized by the Democrats. Hillary calls him her mentor. Bill Clinton went to the funeral. He said in 2010, he goes, well, we can't be too hard on poor Robert Byrd, because you had to be in the Klan to advance in the Democratic Party. Think about that. You had to be in the Klan. So this tells you the Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan, and all the founding of the Klan, the revival of the Klan in the early 20th century, all the thousands of people that the Klan killed, this was all done mainly by Democrats.
Now, in your book, as well as your documentary, which as far as documentaries are concerned with what they earned at the box office, you were certainly the envy of Michael Moore. I don't know if that was your mission or not, but nevertheless, you have outperformed anything he's ever put out there. Well, I guess that's what happens when you come up with the facts, but
Moore is he's been the king of this political documentary genre, and of the top 10 political documentaries of all time, he has five. But he's made 20 films, and his latest ones have been total bombs. Happily, I have three in the top 10, and I've only made three films.
I like your batting average a lot better than his. So, but with what you write about and present in Hillary's America, when you look at the mechanics and the operation of the Clinton Foundation, how much of that is a guide of how things may come to be if she should ascend to the Oval Office?
I think it's the key to understanding the Clintons. It represents the pinnacle of their achievement. And I say this because they don't have any other achievements. I mean, Hillary was Secretary of State. She goes, I traveled 3 million miles. Okay, well, what did you accomplish? Did you heal any trouble spots around the world? Did you make any peace treaties or peace conferences? Did you even give a memorable speech? No. She accomplished actually nothing. But what she did accomplish was she was making money on the side in Haiti, in Libya, all over the world, and tens of millions of dollars in gratitude was flowing into the Clinton Foundation as Hillary obligingly did the will, not only of domestic but foreign donors and foreign governments. So this is what the Clintons do, and this is who they are. They're basically Bonnie and Clyde. It's partners in crime, a kind of rip-off operation, and the foundation is not really a foundation. It's essentially a bribery receptacle for the Clintons.
Now, you like to believe that no one is born thinking this way. Yes, some, I guess, are, but by and large, we are influenced by those who are around us, who we associate with. So with the ideas and the style of Hillary, Bill Clinton, and others in the party, but with Hillary in particular, what was the root or the inspiration for her, for the path that she chose to take in her, in the way she performs as a public figure and a politician?
Well, she started out completely straight-laced. She was a Goldwater girl, a Republican. And then she was kind of corrupted by this guy, Saul Alinsky. Now, a lot of Republicans and conservatives think that Saul Alinsky was just some sort of a left-wing radical because he wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. In fact, dedicated that book to Lucifer, the devil. So people go, he was a left-wing ideologue. Well, there was another side to Alinsky, and in my book, Hillary's America, in the movie, we highlight this side, and it's the side of Alinsky being a street criminal, a thief, also a kind of extortionist, and then later a gangster. He got in with the Al Capone gang in Chicago. In fact, he would review lists of people who were scheduled to be assassinated, and he also talked about how he admired the way that the Capone mob would extort money from people, the only downside being that mobsters occasionally got knocked off. And so Alinsky goes, I'm going to take these ideas to politics so I can become an extortionist and I won't get knocked off. So pretty amazing that our current president Obama and our aspiring next president Hillary tutored at the feet of this self-styled gangster.
Yeah, Hillary seems to have a track record of connecting herself with interesting people. You mentioned Saul Alinsky as an inspiration, and today Sidney Blumenthal is always in the back shadows, and as far as dirty players, everything that certain GOPers have been accused of, he's a practitioner of.
Well, Blumenthal was sending memos to Hillary in Libya, and this might be actually the clue to the whole Benghazi scandal, basically saying that when you have a failed state, there's money to be made. There are roads to be rebuilt, there are contracts to be had. Blumenthal was apparently himself rounding up a bunch of cronies to make investments in Libya. So Hillary was probably absorbed with this kind of money-making operation in Libya. That's why she couldn't be bothered to take the emergency phone calls that were coming in from Benghazi. It's like two guys, it's like people who are looting Fort Knox. You can't come running in and saying, oh, we need this, we need that, this guy's in needs medical attention. They're like, leave me alone, I'm robbing Fort Knox.
Talking with Dinesh D'Souza's new book and documentary, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, DineshD'Souza.com, HillarysAmericaTheBook.com, and HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Let's widen the scope briefly here. If you look at the policies, the ideas of a Hillary Clinton, and they're sort of in line with at least the majority of the Democratic Party, their ideas have been put into practice in certain cities, like in Detroit, like in New York, and Los Angeles, or most of California, quite frankly. And you look at, I mentioned batting averages with you and Michael Moore before, when you look at the batting averages of Democratic policies in effect in some of these cities, how well or how poor are they?
Well, the Democratic cities are a mess. The Democratic states are a mess. They're waist deep in debt. Look at these, I call them urban plantations. Detroit, Chicago, inner city Baltimore, St. Louis, and on in Oakland, and on you go. Now, these plantations are almost like the old urban, these are urban plantations, they're almost like the old slave plantations that the Democrats used to run in the old days, because you've got ramshackled homes, you've got broken families, you've got a lot of violence that's necessary to hold the place together, everybody gets a meager provision, but nobody gets ahead, no proper education, no opportunity, nihilism, and despair. Those were the features of the old slave plantation. They're also the features that we see, by the way, not just for blacks. Today we see them in the reservations for Native Americans, the ghettos and barrios and slums the Democrats have created for Latinos and other minorities. So it's a sorry record that these Democrats have, and it's unbelievable that they go around preening and pretending to be the friend of blacks and other minorities.
Well, that leads me to something, and you know, looking at the past two presidential elections, John McCain in 08 and Mitt Romney in 2012, they would be told by pundits or analysts, you know, you should be talking about this, going after Obama about that, and the reaction from those two campaigns were, oh no, that would be too hostile or be sounding too angry. Yet recently we see Donald Trump, last week at least or so, where he's trying to reach out to blacks and other minorities. He's up there saying, well, the policies of the Democrats have been this, 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 and that, and look how miserable you are as far as jobs in the economy. It's not working for you.
This is the bravery of Trump. He's gone where no GOP candidate has dared to go before, including Reagan. And I think the value of this is being missed in the media. You know, these dumb mainstream media guys are going, oh, well, you know, Trump's not going to get the black vote. He's wasting his time. Well, he's not really trying to get just the black vote. He's up to something much bigger. What he's trying to do is expose and drain the moral capital from the Democratic Party. The whole claim of the Democratic Party to rule is we're the party of justice. We've been out there fighting for the little guy and for women and for Latinos and for blacks. We are the party of emancipation and civil rights and women's suffrage. Now, all that is a big lie. The Democrats are the party of slavery, of opposing women's suffrage, of undermining women, of blocking immigration. This is their actual record, but they have very cleverly camouflaged and covered it up and put the blame on the South or on Republicans or on the white man or on America. They're extremely good at covering up their tracks, and that's the power of this book and movie, Hillary's America, is it lifts the curtain on all this, so it provides devastating ammunition for Trump if he will use it.
Well, so far he has. The RNC seems to be a little reluctant, but maybe he can lead the horse team again like he's been doing with when he was up there with the other, you know, the 15, 16 candidates before?
You know, I hope so. It's very strange. If I was Michael Moore, the whole Democratic Party would be lined up behind me. But with the Republicans, the RNC, I don't know what those people do. They go into an unbelievable huddle. I suspect they're entrusted with highly paid consultants for whom politics is a business. They want all the money to flow in their own direction. So if someone comes up with a great idea, like, hey, let's take DVDs of Dinesh's movie and drop them in the mailboxes of swing voters, even though that could decide the election for Trump and help Democrats, help Republicans all the way down the line, the RNC goes, no, there's not a whole lot of money to be made if we do that. It's actually going to cost us money.
Yeah, that's unfortunately one voice seems to be overpowering, well, two voices, Trump's and Dinesh D'Souza's voices seem to be overpowering the ones who are refusing to turn the page in the generation and find out that change has to come about and new faces, new names have to take the lead. Learn more about what we talked about here and expand upon it. You have two options with Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I say take both options, by the way, with the book as well as the movie. Starting point on the web, DineshDeSouza.com. Dinesh, you present the truth, the facts, and you help convince people to realize the reality of a situation versus the fantasy other people paint with their pictures. Thanks for doing that, for being here today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you.